Okay, so where do, what do we get to? Okay, so we're on Vav Amud Aleph. Gemara is Atzad Shavu Shebehem. Atzad Shavu Shebehem. So the Mishnah has, sometimes you learn Chodem Ichoro, Amal Matzino Chodem Ichoro, sometimes you have Amal Matzino, Chodem Itarte. Chodem Itarte is what we call Atzad Shavu Shebehem. What they have in common is whatever, Amon Cheshmeros on Alecha. So even in cases where you can't really declare that it's clearly a told of A or a told of B, but it's a hybrid. And then the Rosh had the Machlokes, Harishonim, Balei HaTosfos. The Rosh usually represents the Maskana of the Balei HaTosfos. There were yeshivas in Europe years ago where they learned Gemara, Rashi, and Rosh. They didn't learn Tosfos. The Tosfos has lots of pilpulim, the Askashim, Terutzim. The Rosh always gives you the Maskana of the Balei HaTosfos. So here the Rosh quotes Machlokes among the Balei HaTosfos. In our Tosfos, we don't have the Machlokes. We just have, whenever something is a Tzad HaShoveh, the whole Vav Amud Aleph in the first half of Vav Amud Beis, whenever you have a Tzad HaShoveh, it has the Pturim of both of the Ovis that it's learned from. And the Rosh quotes the other opinion that it's not so. Velvel HaSolovetchik liked that opinion. And he quoted that from the Tshuvas of the Rimagash. Then whenever you have a tolda that's a chodem itarte, it's learned that from Tzad HaShoveh of two different ovis, you have to decide, you have to make a hachra. It doesn't have the pturim of both. You have to decide, should we label it as A, should we label it as B? And the Rimagash seems to learn that that was the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Avna sekein master deloy afkerinu is really, they both agree it's a hybrid of bor. Of Bor and Eish, of Bor and Shor, and the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is it more daimit to Bor, is it more daimit to Shor? Should you label it as Bor or Shor? It's a question how it reads into the Gemara. Problematic, it doesn't seem to read well in the Gemara, that Rimagash. But Avavala liked that Rimagash. He liked that the other opinion in the Rosh, that it doesn't have the Pturim of both of the others, it'll only have the quirks of that Av that it's more similar to. So what does the Gemara say on the top of the Amud? Vav Amud Aleph, Amar Abaye, what is a Tzad HaShoveh? What case? Yeah, what do you learn? You learn from Eish. I made a fire over here, and then the Ruach Metzuya is a Koyach HaChom Yerubai, carries the Eish and it makes a Hezek in a different location. So that Koyach HaChom Yerubai relates back to me. The Gemara has a Machlokes in the second parak, whether here on the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, is a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where the Eish is Chitzov, like shooting an arrow, it's like an Orem HaMazik. Arisha Mishum Amono, it's one of the Niske Mammon, it's not Adam Amazik. It's not Adam Amazik. So what's the shot? Let's say a person takes a torch and he burns down the other person's house. An arson. That's Adam Amazik. That's not Niske Mammon. Adam Amazik, there is no Ptur of Tomum. The Gemara says Eish. The Gemara has on Hay on the base. Each one of the others has a quirk of a Ptur. We went through the Gemara quite a few times. That Shemiregalus pata b'shusaram. Karen only pays chatzi nezik megufo first three times, and Boris pater on kalim, and Eish is pater on tomah. Eish is pater on tomah, but other mamazik is not pater on tomah. So a person takes a torch, and he burns down the other person's house or the other person's forest or barn. That's other mamazik. There's no ptur of tomah over there. So what's machlokes here? Whether isha mishum chitzav, mean he made a barbecue. And then he was negligent, he thought he put out the fire, and he wasn't careful, and then the wind came and it spreads it around. That's the machlokes. He didn't burn down the other person's property on purpose, it was accidentally. It happened accidentally. So that's the machlokes. So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that Isham Chitzov, that in such a case, even though he had a barbecue and he mistakenly he thought that he put the fire out, and it turns out that he didn't, and it burned down the whole village, and it caused $1 billion of damage. That's Adama Mazik. So when is Isha Mishum Amono? Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees. Sometimes Isha Mishum Amono. Gemara says, if kol alochitzav, this is very halacha lamaisa. When you bake matzahs, so let's say when they bake shmura matzah, so they have machine-made shmura. Many makbid machine-made shmura is better than handmade shmura, because the handmade takes a couple of minutes. The machine shmura goes much faster than the hand shmura. The old timers in Yerushalayim are makbid davket to have machine shmura, because it's more of a zahiris, less of a chance that it's going to be chametz. So the question is, but you have to have asir l'shma. You need a shmartemes ha-matzois. We have a drasha, shmartemes ha-mitzvahs, but that's not what it says in Chumash. It says in Chumash, shmartemes ha-matzois. You need shmura matzah. What do you mean shmura matzah? So there are two ideas, but one shmura matzah, shima michimutz. Another concept, the Rambam writes, shima michimutz, you should watch it doesn't become chametz. But it's clear from the Gemara that that's not the whole story. You need shmura asir l'shma. Just like you have to write a get lishma, and you have to write sefer Torah lishma, and according to Bishama, you have to construct the sukkah lishma, you have to put the schach up lishma, so you have to do bake the matzah lishma. So you need lishma. So the question is, but if it's done by machines, how can you say the machine is not a person? It has to be a Jewish person, even a non-Jew. Whoever is ain't a b'torah, so whoever doesn't have that mitzvah, can't create lishma. It's a mazel that women are mechuyev to eat matzah, because years ago the women used to bake all the matzahs. Today they don't have women in the factories. All the people working in the factory pushing all the buttons, they're all men. They don't have them. But years ago women used to bake the matzahs. That's what they said. From Rizal Salanta had a famous line that the Christians accused the Jews of using Christian blood. He said, no, we don't use Christian, we use Jewish blood. They have the almanis who bake the matzahs, and they harass them and they give them such a hard time. It's the blood of the almanis that we use when we bake the matzahs. We harass them when they don't pay them the right amount of money. So it's a mazel that women are mechuyev in matzah. If women would have not been mechuyev in matzah, they wouldn't be able to create lishma. That's what we have. The Goenim say like that, and the Rishonim say like that. Whoever is, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik quotes that from Rav Simcha Zelig, as if he discovered America, that whoever is any b'toras can't create lishma. That's the only person, that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik quotes in his Sefer on the Rambam. He didn't write the Sefer on the Rambam, but as the Sefer stands, that's the only human being who's quoted in the Sefer as Rav Simcha Zelig. He was the Dayan in Brisk. He learned the Maloshin. So he said that Svara, and we have the Ritva in Psochem and Daf Mem, quotes that from the Tshuvas HaGoyim, and we have in the Rishonim, they say like that. Whoever is any b'toras cannot create Lishma. So it's a mazel that women are mechuyev matzah. Women should have been potter. It should have been a mitzvah such as magrama. Women should have been potter. Mazel is that they're chayev, because sheyesh them about the chametz, sheyesh them become mechuyev matzah. It's in one pasuk that you're not allowed to eat chametz for 7 days, and you have to eat matzah. So whoever is prohibited from eating chametz, the women are not permitted to eat chametz, because that's a loyses as magrama. Women are only exempt from a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. From mitzvah loyses shazman grama, they're not exempt. That's a gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Tezvav. Ish v'akos l'isha l'ish l'chol onshin shabatur. That's 10 lines from the top on Tezvav and Aleph. That women are mechuyev in all the loyses. Onshin means all the loyses, even if it's shazman grama and the same as men. So women should have been potter from matzah, but because it's in one pasuk, that's called a hekesh. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, you have two dinim written, two psukim they read next to each other, that's smuchim. So that's a machloikis, and we usually hold you don't darshan smuchim except for chumash dvarim, but hekish everybody darshan. So the pasuk and chumash mos has not to eat chametz in the same pasuk with the mitzvah to eat matzah. So women are mechuyev to eat matzah, therefore women can create the lishma. Yeah.
So does that mean that women can't participate? They can't participate in any aspect of taintitzis?
That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam has chiddush number one, that tying the tzitzis on the garment needs lishma. The Rambam does not agree. Whether tying, the Gemara says you need lishma when you take the wool and convert it into strings. That the Gemara says you need lishma. The Gemara never says really explicitly one way or the other whether you need lishma when you tie the strings of the tzitzis on the garment. So I would have said it's a kavah chomer. if converting the wool into strings needs lishma, I mean, all the way so back, so far back, making the strings, so tying the strings on the beg, it certainly needs lishma. That's what the Rabbi Natam holds, and the Rambam doesn't agree. That's the shaila. A cotton. I used to, my grandfather was a shamus in the shul in the Bronx. And my family, my parents lived in Philadelphia. And the day school in Philadelphia, I only went to the fifth grade. So they sent me to stay in New York with my grandparents to go to school. And I always used to complain about my grandmother's cooking. I didn't like the way she cooked, and I always made fun of her Galatiana Yiddish. And I was always homesick. I was a little boy, sixth grade. I was only in the sixth grade. So my father had to come every other week, or so every couple of weeks, he had to take me back to Philadelphia, eat my mother's food, and then I had to suffer back again with my grandparents. A couple of years, I don't remember how many years, till my parents moved to New York. So my grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzis. He never asked the rabbi in the shul. The rabbi was a Talmid Chacham. He never asked the rabbi. So I was a little boy before Bar Mitzvah. I was tying the tzitzis on the talesim in the shul. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to do that. My grandfather knew the kids of Shulchan Aruch. He didn't know the big Shulchan Aruch. So in the big Shulchan Aruch, they quote that that's a cotton is not mechuyev in anything. So a cotton can't create lishma. Cotton can't bake the matzahs, and a cotton can't write a get lishma, and he can't write a sefer Torah. And he can't, according to Rabbi Natam, he can't tie tzitzit. According to the Rambam, you don't need lishma when you tie the strings on the garment. So a cotton can tie it also. A goy can't tie. The Gemara learns that Tabel b'nei Yisrov y'amarta l'ayim. B'nei Yisrov y'amarta, b'nei Yisrov y'asu, v'lo ha'nochim v'yasu. A nochri ties tzitzit, that's no good. So Tesis learns the reason why, because you need kshira lishma. You have to have lishma when you tie the chutim on the beged. And the Rambam disagrees. He said, no, it's a din that a goy can't tie tzitzit, but not because you need lishma. So the difference is whether cotton, whether isha, women are not mechuyim tzitzis because that's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So Rabbi Natam says that a woman cannot tie the tzitzis on the garment, or a cotton cannot tie the tzitzis on the garment. So when you bake the matzah, so you have to bake it lishma. So we assume you push the button lishma, that's good enough. If a woman pushes, a woman used to bake the matzahs years ago. So if a woman pushes the button, it's also good. It happens that I think in all the there aren't too many matzah bakeries. And all the matzah bakeries, they only have men. They don't have any women anymore baking the matzahs. So the question is that called asiyah l'shma? Someone pushes a button and the matzahs are go for 12 hours. They're baking matzahs kaseda for 12 hours. Everything is called asiyah. The guy goes to sleep. The guy pushed the button. He leaves and a different shift of people come. And everything keeps on going because he pushed the button. And every 12 hours they stop the machine and they clean out all of the raw dough that doesn't belong, and they start all over again. So is that called asiyah l'shma? Because he pushed the button. So that's based on this Gemara. We assume isha mishum chitzav is not only a local din in Hilchas Mazik, not just a din in Eish Amazik, that isha mishum chitzav. Isha mishum chitzav is a machlekes harishayim. Rav Avila Soloveitchik has in his sefer a long essay to explain the other opinion that we don't accept, but we the generally accepted opinion is simple reading in the Gemara that Isha Mishum Chitzav is a din in Kol HaTarkula. It's not a din that only applies to Nezikin. It's a din in Kol HaTarkula. So what does it mean Koyach Hacham Yurba Isha Mishum Chitzav? If I do what I push a button or I do some activity and then there's some natural force that takes over, so everything that follows because of that, I harness the force of electricity. I push the button and you have a whole machine. So I harness the power of electricity, which is a natural force, and it bakes all the matzahs for 12 hours. I walked away. The bakery is in New Jersey. Things in Jersey City. I came back to the yeshiva already. I push the button and I come back to the yeshiva. I'm giving a shiur and the matzahs keep on baking. It's attributed to me. Since I pushed the button and I said I'm baking the matzah, the shema, so all the matzahs that become baked because of that is called isha mishum chitzov. I harness the natural force and everything relates back to me. Yeah, but the Gemara said there's a constant of kol lo chitzov. There's a limit. Even Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara is going to explain, even Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion that how do you know that it Isha Mishum Chitzav is a din? Rabbi Yechanan Shita, we paskin Whenever there's machlokes of Yechon and Shlokes, and Shlokes was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoraim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon. They learned by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the last generation of Tanoim. Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoraim. So whenever there's machlokes of Yechon and Shlokes, the Gemara says they voted in the later generations, and it turned out that the overwhelming majority of the cases, the consensus was like Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases where we pass on like Rish Lakish when he disagrees with Rabbi Yechon. That's in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Vav. This is not one of the exceptions to the rule, so we pass on like Rabbi Yechon that Isha Mishum Chitzav, not only Isha Mishum Amono, Isha Mishum Chitzav also. How do I know that Isha Mishum Chitzav is not a local din in Hilchas Nizikin? I didn't know it even applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, because the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, assumes here on the Afchav base on the base on the third line from the top, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Madlgas HaGodesh, and as a human being tied, I make a fire and I walk away, and there's a person who is tied to the barn and he can't run away. Which crazy person is tied to the barn? An Eved. They had a slave. It used to be an institution of slavery before Lincoln freed the slaves. So they used to be slaves, and they were afraid the slave was going to run away. So they used to shackle a slave down. They used to tie him up. He shouldn't run away. So this crackpot takes a torch, and he burns the barn down. And then the fire keeps on moving. That's a koich hachmiura boy. The wind is blowing, carrying it. And then the slave gets killed. If you murder someone, you chayv misa. So the Gemara says, I'll be chayv misa. How can they give me hasrua? Lamaisa is probably very hard to ever give anybody the death penalty for murder. You have to have hasrua to kedidi, but it's so far-fetched. But still, in principle, he's chayv misa. Even though lamaisa, it's very hard to give the death penalty. So lamaynaf kamina, that in principle is chayv misa. There's a din of kom le'bidirab minay. You have a pasuk in chumash that if a person does one maisa and is chayv misa for something that he did in the chayv mamon, he burnt down the whole barn on Shabbos. So he's chayv misa because he's hamadles hagodesh b'Shabbos, hamchal Shabbos. He did havara on Shabbos, and he's chayv mamon because he burnt down the neighbor's barn. So you say come levi the rabbinay, even though the maisa he's not going to get the death penalty. That's called tana de bechiskia. The Gemara quotes a brayser that came from bechiskia, from Chiskia's yeshiva. Who was Chiskia? Chizkiah was a son of Rab Chiya. Chiya was also Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the first generation of Amoraim. who were the two sons? Yehuda and Chizkiah, I think. No, Yehuda and Chizkiah were the two twin sons. Rab Chiya had two sets of twins, twin boys and twin girls. And his wife couldn't take it, so she wanted to take birth control. She another pair of twins. So she so the Gemara said that she dressed up as if she was someone else. She thought her husband would never give her a kula. So she made believe she was someone else, and she asked, can she take birth control? So he said yes, because she had such pain having twins. She didn't want to have another set of twins. Yeah. So the Gemara seems to say over here that if you did an act of murder with the Koyach Acham Yoraboy, that you chayiv misa. Lamaisa, it's hard to give anybody the death penalty. Even a guy shoots the other one, even if he chokes him to death, it's hard to have hasrat terch de dibur, but it's relevant for the kom levi de rabbinay. It's considered as if he did an act that is chayv misa. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Avavla Soloveitchik discovered a chidush haran on Sanhedrin. That you got to know where is it in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Ches or something. He dug up a chidush haran and he explains the Bi'ur Agro says that there is an opinion from the Gaonim, from the days of the Gaonim, that Rabbi Yechanan Shita, Isha Mishum Chitzav, that Eish is considered Orem HaMazik, it relates back to me, I harness a natural force, it relates back to me, it's only relevant for Nezikin. It's not relevant for Kol HaTorah Kula. But the simple reading of the Gemara is not so. So that's what we rely on. You push a button in the factory, and all the matzahs are baked for 12 hours, so that's considered my Maisa. Even though I walked away and I traveled back to the factories in New Jersey, in Jersey City, and I come back to the yeshiva, I'm giving a shiur 5 hours later. It's not so far away. The factory is not so far away. It keeps on baking matzahs. It's all considered asir lishma. So the Gemara said, but there's a limit. once it's kol alachitzav, then you no longer say isha mishum chitzav. What is kol alachitzav? The chitzim ended. What's an example? The Gemara has an example. Let's say a person has a barbecue, and he has a barbecue in his home in a room that has metal walls, and the fire just, the metal doesn't burn. If he would have a wooden house, so if he's going to be negligent, the fire can spread and the curtains can catch flame, and the wooden walls can catch flame, the whole bungalow can burn down and the whole thing can spread. No, let's say he had a barbecue in a room that where the fire cannot go past the wall. The walls are made from metal, and then someone came later on and they opened the door. I made the barbecue and I closed the door, and the door, everything is metal, and it's impossible. In Metzius, it's impossible for the fire to leave the room. So, and it's my house, so I didn't make any answer. But then someone later on came and they opened the door. So that's only Isha Mishum. I was negligent. I should have stood there. I should have locked the door to make sure that nobody opens the door. But because I was, at the time that I made the fire, at the time that I was making the barbecue, the fire cannot go past the metal walls. But then somehow somebody opened the door later on. So that's kol alachitzav. That's only Isha Mishum Amono. So then Eish will be potter on Tomah. But Eish usually is not potter on Tomah. Eish, every single case of Eish is going to be Ishim Mishim Chitzav. It's considered as if he did the Maisa. So let's say when you bake the matzah, so I push the button. So all the water is there and all the flour is there for 12 hours? No one has to do another Maisa. Probably every hour or so, someone else has to put another sack of flour. You don't have unlimited. The electricity goes for 12 hours and then they stop it after 12 hours. But the sack of flour, you have to replace it. So at the time that I pushed the button, there was enough flour, enough water to go for 2 hours. And then someone had to go replace it. So that's kol alachitzav. So after the 2 hours are up, that's called kol alachitzav, no more chitzav. So then the question is, who replaced the flour? So if a non-Jew replaces the flour, so he's the one who's baking the matzahs. If he wouldn't have stepped in to replace the water, you run out of water, so you have to put in more water there. So whoever has to, if you reach the point that I push the button at 10 in the morning, it's going to go till 10 at night, there's not enough flour, there's not enough water. It's going to run out after a while. So that's called a lochitzav. So the question is, who is responsible for the fact that it continues to bake matzahs? The fellow who puts in more water, the fellow who puts in more flour. So that if that's a non-Jew, then that's not lishma. That wasn't the
Nasir. I'm sorry. That's like turning off the current.
Yeah. It's like the turn was turned off and then the non-Jew turned it on again. Right? Because at the time that I did my activity, it was only good enough.
And if it was running the whole time, the electricity, and while you I don't know the technical procedures, so. And the guy puts in flour and water and the ingredients, but it's running. The machine is running.
It was running. He didn't turn off the electricity. But it wouldn't have only if it would have only gone for 2 hours. Right. After 2 hours, he would have run out. The machine would run out of flour, run out of water. So he needed someone else to do some pool later on.
They don't have an automatic loader.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. They keep on improving it. Uh-huh. They keep on changing all the machines, yeah.
The person who refilled it, he didn't restart the machine, so it's not even his. He's not doing anything to the machine. He's just adding ingredients. But it's still not the original Maisa Adam that's getting the whole thing going. It's still not. I mean, this guy did that.
It could be that by his adding water, if you just have flour, you don't have water, you're not going to get anywhere. If you have water, you have no flour. Also, you're not going to get anywhere. So it could be that whoever pours in the flour into the machine, whoever pours in the water, is harnessing the whole machine that's running. That's a natural force. And he's harnessing that force, that it should do what he wants. He wants it to bake matzahs. So if that person is not Jewish, then it wasn't lishma. Why can't you say that that's also koyach hacham yuraboy? Just like I harness electricity, so say I set up a system that I know that someone's going to pour water in. Someone's going to pay money. The mashgiach pushes the button. He says, the shame matzah's nitzah. And then we all know the system is we're paying a goy to pour in more water, paying a goy to pour in more flour. So why not say that's another natural force.
Rabbi is asking that question by every question of kol lechitza, why is it not kol lechem urva? Not just by the matzah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just clarifying.
Every case of kol lechitza, why don't you say that's also a kol lechem urva? Someone opened the door. When it's a human being, a person, that's not considered. I can't say I harness. You can say I harness a natural force. So whatever happens, because the wind blows and the fire travels, that relates back to me. So if someone got killed a mile away because I made a fire over here, and the trees caught fire from that. The trees. You know, someone was. And Ebert was tied to this bed over there, and then he got killed. So that all relates to me, because that's a natural force, the wind blowing. But if it's a person who did it, so then the person did the maisa. You don't say that's a human force. So that's a Gemara in Kiddushin. And Avchav Beis on the base. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about Kinyan Hagboha, a Kinyan Meshicha. How are you going to betaltalim? If it's a light thing, you kind of the hagbah. Let's say I'm selling you a pocketbook. So a pocketbook is easy to pick up. It's not so heavy. You pick it up, you kind of the hagbah. If it's a heavy thing, it's too heavy to pick up. An elephant, it's very heavy to pick up. So you kind of be mishicha. You do mishicha. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, whenever it's a light thing, you're not kind of be mishicha. Meshich and Akbar is basically the same kinyan. Hachnasa lirshusi. It's considered as if you are machnasin into. Basically, the kinyan of Chumash is yad and chotzer. How do you know there's a kinyan yad? How do you know from Chumash that the kinyan yad exists? More than half in the postik by get. It says, venosam biyodo. It says, by ganafim, himatsusimatsa biyodo hagneim. So Gemara says, one can think maybe get is different, maybe ganeim is different, but you have a tzad shavim. You have a tzarashav over here. It says kinyan yad by get, and it says kinyan yad by ganav. So that's how you establish that kinyan yad exists. Then the Gemara says, I didn't know chotzer is good. Instead of putting the get into my wife's hand, I put the get into her chotzer. The wife is standing there, and I put the get into the chotzer, and I say, Haret mukoresh is many. The Gemara says, it's also good. Gemara says, how do you know that chotzer is also good? Chotzer is also like yad. Because it says himatzi biyado haganeva, himatzi twice. There's a machlokes hatarayim. Whether dibur Torah k'lishayim b'ni adam or lo dibur Torah k'lishayim b'ni adam. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, did he dictate it the way people talk? So people talk; they repeat themselves a lot. A lot of times you have a whole phrase that wasn't necessary. You repeat the same word. So Rabbi Shmuel says it like that. A lot of times you have a pasuk repeated because there's one din in the pasuk and the other 10 words in the pasuk were really miyutar. You really didn't need so many words in the pasuk. And we usually don't accept the opinion. We don't accept the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. We assume like Rabbi Akiva. Lo dibur Torah k'lishayim b'ni adam. Whenever you have a word repeated, a phrase repeated, we assume that every word in the Chumash has significance. And we darshan l'shaynes kfulim. That it says, hanik tanik nosen titen. Pasach Tiftach, Mos Yumas, whenever you have a word repeated. Here it says, Himatzi Simatzei, so the Gemara says, we darshani, but Chotzer is also good. So we know that Yad and Chotzer work Menatur. What about Mashiach and Hagbo? Did they work Menatur? Mashiach and Hagbo is considered, Yad and Chotzer is literally Hachnosa Levshusa. I'm holding it in my hand. That's literally hachnosa l'shusa. If I pick up the pocketbook like this, that's not yad, that's hakboh. Yad would be if I hold the pocketbook like this in my hand. That's yad and aber yad. The part of the pocketbook that's in my hand is yad, and the part that's above my hand is aber yad. If they give me the diploma, and part of it is in my hand, part of it is sticking out. So the part of the diploma in my hand, they give me the get, part that's in my hand is yad. The part that's sticking out is hakboh. Unless it's sticking out like this, and it's aber yad, but just like aber chotzer is good, so aber yad is also good. Yeah. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Bava Metzian, Perek Hazal, the Gemara has a machlek, this is where the Hagbon, Meshicha, workmen of Torah are only midi Rabbanim. So Taisus there, on that daf in Hazav, Taisus is of the opinion that if I give you a matana and there's no money to pay, I'm not charging any money, I'm not selling you the esri, I'm giving you a matana manas lahasir. So then everyone agrees that Hagbah and Yad, Hagbah and Meshicha work ben atayra. Everyone would agree Hagbah and Meshicha work ben atayra. It's called Hachnasa Lushusai. Yad and Chatzu is literally Hachnasa Lushusai, and Hagbah and Meshicha is considered as if you did. As if you did a hachnasa l'shusa, works menatur. And when is there a machlek sabiechem reishlokish? If I give you, if I'm selling you an esrik, and you do a kinyan hagbo meshicha. So Rabbi Yechon is of the opinion, dvar Torah mois kainas, you have to pay money. Since there's money to pay, you're only kaina the metalklem if you do yad or chotzer, then you kaina metalklem. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Imatzisimatzi be'ad hagneva benasam biyoda by the get. And hagbo meshicha would only be kind of midi rabbanon, mitam hefke bez nefkem, hagbah mashiach would only be kind of midi rabbanon by mechira. But by matana, Tosis's opinion is that hagbah mashiach works min haTorah. And the Ramban there disagrees with the Baleta. He thinks that not only by mechira, with his money to pay, Tosis has a whole shtickle Torah that came up with this. And the Ramban there disagrees, says no, that that when you give a, even when you give a matana of metalkalim to somebody else, Rabbi Yechon's opinion is that that hagbah meshicha don't work min ator. It only works min derabban. It's very relevant on the first day of Sukkot. In each alachem min ator. So some, there's a big machlokes rishonim and achrayim whether a kinyan derabbanon works for a din for a mitzvah deraisa that in each alachem. So let's say if I give you a matana, you didn't buy an esrig. My wife didn't buy her own esrig. I give her my esrig. So I'm not charging her any money. I paid for the esrig. How was I kind of the esrig? So normally I'm kind of the esrig because I bring it into my apartment. So I have a kinyan chotzer. Kinyan chotzer, everyone agrees, works manatur. Yad and chotzer works manatur, that everybody agrees. But let's say I'm visiting by someone else for yontav. The first day is Sukkot. I was visiting by someone else. I wasn't in my own house. So I had to buy a new esrig. I traveled to California by plane and had an esrig. I always buy an esrig without a pitum because when my children were little, they always used to break the pitum. So I don't have any little children anymore, but I buy an esrig without a pitum, they won't have a problem. So this time the ukits broke off because the esrig was rolling around in the luggage on the airplane. So the ukits broke off on the bottom. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achrayne, a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Whether if the ukits broke off, but it's not missing so much, it's just missing the slight cavity on the bottom. It's less than ki iser. It's less. There's a coin in the days of the Gemara that's the size of an iser, a nickel or something. It's very little is chosam. So that's a machlokes. So we're machmar on that if the ukits, the whole ukits came off. So I had to buy a new esrig when I was in California. So when I bought the new esrig, I couldn't be kind of with the kinyan chotzer. I wasn't in my own apartment. And I didn't rent the room for my children where I was staying. So in order to be kind of the esrig, I held it with a kinyan yad. So I held the esrig in my hand. Then to be kind of the lulav, you have to take the lulav. The lulav is very tall. You have to take the bottom of the lulav, then the next inch, you have to keep on going with the kinyan yad. Or you hold the lulav like this, so the bottom of the lulav is a kinyan yad, the rest is abayad, okay? It's hard to do a abayad, yeah.
But if Rebbe did like this, then as the first holding is not going to make a kinyan, how would the following ones mitzarif to the first one?
No, the first I'm kind of that those 3 inches. I have a yad on that, but the rest is not only hagbah. So then I made a kinyan yad on that. Then I made a kinyan yad.
But there is no such thing as 3 etzbos of a lulav. There's the whole lulav. So then
I was going to first a couple of inches, then another couple of inches, then another couple of inches. Yeah. Then I gave it to my wife. I told you, whenever you give to your wife, you have a gift to someone else on the first day of Yom Tov. So if you assume that a hagbah is good. According to Taisus, Hagbah in Meshicha is good ben atorah because it's a matan. You're not charging any money. But according to the Ramban, even if you're giving him a matana, I bought Mashiach Adam work manatara. So whenever you give a lulav to someone else, you gotta tell the person to be kind of an inch at a time, a fist at a time. It's quite a tircha. It's quite a nuisance. Yeah.
Think of Aaron Gibbs talk about being after the giving your wife a get and you throw it into her Dalet Amos and the Kinyan Dalet Amos throwing the Jabbaran also.
Yes.
So don't Kinyan work on the level of the right? Even though the Kinyan mechanism is Jabbaran, it has worked on the level of the right.
The Dalet Amos is only a kid. Most assumed Dalam is only a Kinyan Midirabbanan. Correct. There's a famous Tosis Rid on Baba Metzia where he asks, usually you say, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. So they made a din in Baba Metzia in the first parak, if I'm walking in the street and there's a Dovah Shal Hefka there, so if I come within Dalet Amos of the Dovah Shal Hefka first and I want to be Kaina, so I'm Kaina, no one else has a right to take it. People shouldn't get to fight with each other, shouldn't have machlokes, and so they said, whoever walked there and the item is Toch Dalet Amos of this person first, so he's Kaina. So that's only by the Rabbanan. So the Tosis Rid says, but we usually say called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain the Raisa Tikkun. What is this pattern after? Where in the world do you find that you're Kaina with Dalet Amos? So he says, by get the works men at Torah. Where's the Pasuk? Halacha Moshe Mesinai. He invented Halacha Moshe Mesinai from thin air. And then he says, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain the Raisa Tikkun. So by Aveda, they made a Takkun of the Rabbanan to extend the Din the Raisa by the get. Yeah. But that's a Shit Yechidor. That's like a believe it or not, that belongs in Ripley's believe it or not Shit. That by a get, Dalet Amos works by a third. The Pashtus is not like, not like. So the Rishonim have this whole discussion. They assume, most of the Rishonim assume not like the Tosis Rid. They assume that Dalet Amos only works by the Rabban. So some say, Akinya the Rabbanan works on the level of the Raisa Forget. And others distinguish the makna, the Dalet Amos to you, but then the Dalet Amos is the Kinyan Chotzer. But the Kinyan Chotzer exists in Atar. But to have a Kinyan that's only with the Rabbanan, that's where this discussion comes up in Rishonim in a few different places in Gemara. So Dalet Amos is one of the locations. Yeah. So this sugya is relevant halacha lamaisa. This we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. This is not one of the three cases where halacha is like Rish Lakish. The Paschal Rabbi Yochanan Ishim Mishim Chitza. Then we assume, like most of the Rishonim, Ishim Mishim Chitza is not restricted only to Nezikin. It applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. We assume it applies even in Issa V'Heta. How do you see Ishim Mishim Chitza? Gemara proves it. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is based on the pasuk. Ki Seitzei Eish Me'atzma Mashma. The fellow was making a barbecue. And then he was a little negligent. He didn't realize it. He thought he succeeded in putting out all the flames. And then he wasn't careful and he went home. He drove home. And then and then it says, Shalem Shalem, Hamavir es Habeira. We consider him the Mavir es Habeira. We consider him an arsonist. Well, what do you mean an arsonist? It was an accident. So you see, the Rishim Mishim Chitzov. Because at the time that he left, the wind was blowing, and the yesh was there, so the wind takes over, and whatever happens, there's a hemshech of his maisa, and that's orama mazik, and you won't be potter on tomen. So when is yesh potter on tomen? It's a mishnah, it's a pasuk. Yesh is potter on tomen, if it be kolal lochitzel, only when it's kolal lochitzel. So the Gemara has there in Kiddushan and Avcha, base on base, there is a kinyan of mishicha. You can't pick up an elephant. It's too hard to pick up an elephant, so we don't require hagbah. So how are we going to make mishicha? How are you going to make mishicha? So the Gemara says, if I whistle, let's say you're prepared to sell me an elephant. You're prepared to sell me a dog or something. So if I whistle to the dog, or I talk to the dog, and I say, run towards me, and the dog runs to me, that's called a mishicha. One kind of mashiach is, I want to buy a car. So I step on the gas and the car moves. So that's mashiach. I cause the car to move. And one mashiach is, I pull an animal. I'm buying an animal from you, I pull the animal. And it's not, the animal was originally over here. And then there's a machlokes and the Gemara, do you have to move? The whole animal has to be in a new location. Then it's considered as if it entered into what's considered my rishus. or Akiris Yad Veregel is enough. If it moved a little bit, the machlekes, how far does it have to go? But Mashiach works. So if I whistle to the animal, the Ankari law that he bore, if I whistle to the animal, comes to me, then it's good. So then the Gemara says, what if you're selling an Ebed Kanaini? Ebed Kanaini hukish lekarka. Ebed Kanaini, we pass an Ebed Kanaini has dinim like karka, so kinyani karka work. But kinyani metaltalim also work. And Ebed Kanaini is metaltalim, we declare that it's dinik karka. So the Gemara says, Kedushan and Abcha base, both kinyani karka or kinyani metaltalim work. Either or. So the Gemara says, what if I want to buy the Ebed Kanaini b'mishicha? And I tell the Ebed Kanaini, come here. I'm going to buy you from your master, from your Odon. He agreed to sell you to me. So come over here. Come to my house. And he walks towards my house. So the Gemara says, Kori lo behibo is only good by behema. It's not good by an Ebed. Why? The Gemara says, because the Ebed is a human being. He makes a conscious decision whether he should walk towards me or not walk towards me. If he knows what's good for him, years ago when they had the institution of slavery, people were mean to slaves. So if he knows what's good for him, he's going to walk towards me. Because he doesn't want to have trouble later on. He heard that his master sold him to me, so I'm going to be the balabas now. So he's going to listen to what I say. But that's a decision that he's making, to listen to me. It doesn't happen like a behemoth. You whistle to the behemoth, so the behemoth comes. So when a behemoth comes to me, it's considered as if I did Mashiach with the Koyach HaChem Yurabai. The Koyach HaChem Yurabai relates back to me as a dinner called a Torah Kula. It's not just the dinner in the Zikin. Isha Mishum Chitzo. That whenever the Koyach HaChem Yurabai is considered as if it's my Maisa, is not only a dinner in Eish, it's a dinner in baking matzis, it's a dinner by Ritzeach. If you murdered someone, or you Eved Kofuslo, you murdered someone, Al Yidei Yishem Mishum Chitzov, the Gemara says, Yod B'chai Misa, and will apply Kam Lebe De Rabbinei. So it applies to Yishem Mishum Chitzov, the Koach Acham Yorba relates back to me, applies to Kinyan Mashiach also. I have to do. I want to be kind, I have to make a Kinyan Mashiach. So if I make a Kinyan Mashiach by whistling to the animal, and the animal walks towards me, the animal's walking to me as a Koach Acham Yorba. So I'm harnessing a natural force, that the animal will respond to my whistle and is going to walk towards me. It's considered as if I did the Mashiach. But if I whistle to the Ebed and the Ebed walks to me, the Gemara says, no, Ebed is Adaita Dinafsha. Ebed is a human being. That's a conscious decision that he makes. He can't consider the fact that he listens to me as a Koach HaChem Yorba, as if the Mashiach relates to me. The Gemara there says, that's a famous Gemara in... The Gemara there says in Kiddushin, in the first parak, the Gemara says, how can you make a hagbah on an elephant? One Tana says you have to make a hagbah on an elephant. How can you make a hagbah on an elephant? So the Gemara says, chavila is maris. What does it mean, chavila is maris? Bundles of twigs. What does that mean? So Rashi says you put bundles of twigs and you get the elephant to climb up on top of the elevation. So you did a hagbah. Just like you can do a Mashiach by whistling to the animal walks towards you. So you can coax the elephant to climb up on top of an elevated platform that's high enough. How high do you have to make a Hagbah? That's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says one tefach, Rashi says three tefach, because if you pick something up less than three tefachim, it's lavud, it's a lavud as if you didn't pick it up. And Tosfos said, what is he talking about? Lavud is a din of mechitzas. No mechitz over here. The Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah says that Shiura Chatzitza Mechitza and Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Gemara said, what din of Mechitza is Halacha Moshe Mesinai? Lavut. You see from the Gemara that the din of Lavut, Terkim al Tvachim, is a din of Mechitza. So it's not a din in Kol HaTorah. It's only a din of Mechitza. So that's basically like, it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi says Hagbah has to be three Tvachim, and Tosfos says one Tefach. So the Gemara says, you want to be kind of, one Tana holds that you have to make a Hagbah on an elephant. Gemara, how are you going to make a Hagbah on an elephant? It's so heavy. The Gemara says chavil izmar. So Rashi says he put the chavil izmar, he put a bundle of twigs there, and you get the elephant to climb up on top of it, just like if you whistle, the elephant walks towards you. That's Mashiach with the Koach HaChem Yorabai. So too you can do a hagbah with the Koach HaChem Yorabai. I whistle to the elephant climbs up on this thing, and then you did a hagbah. So that's where one of the Balei HaTosfos never saw an elephant. So he says, you wave chavil izmaris on top of the elephant will jump up in order to get the twigs. And that's how you do a hagbah. So that's what the zoo rabbi wrote. What's his name?
Slifkin.
Rabbi Slifkin wrote that obviously the Baal HaTes never saw an elephant. There ain't no such thing as an elephant jumping up. The Baal HaTes, the din is correct. The din is correct, but that doesn't correspond. That's not what the Gemara meant. Gemara can't be saying that you're kind of an elephant with Hagbah, that you wave something and the elephant is going to jump up. So someone sent him an email that there's a website on the internet where they have that once a year there's a conference of all the elephants in Africa and they all dance and they all jump. So they showed. So he said, that's a joke. That's not for real. There is such a website where they have elephants jumping in the air. But he said, that's a joke. There is no such thing. So the din is correct, just like you can do mishita with a korachach from your boy. Kori lo behibo, I whistle to the animal that it comes towards me, so you can make hagbo also. Kori lo behibo. It's also, if it's good for mishita, it's good for hagbo. But if I want to kind of inhibit kainai, and I say, jump up, and I want to be kind of you, your odon gives me permission to, I want to buy you, now you jump up, and he listens to me, jumps up. So just like if he walks towards me, that mishita doesn't relate to me, because he's a human being. He decided on his own he's going to walk. So too, if he jumps up, the Mashiach, the Hagbah, doesn't relate to me. Yeah.
So over there it says an Evid Katan, you could be coded that way.
Yeah.
So if I hired a Katan to put the stuff on the matzah machine, that would work? Would be called
no, a little football? Child that doesn't understand anything. An infant, it means. An infant that doesn't understand anything. So then it's he does by instinct, like a behemoth. But if he's a grown person, and he's a thinking person, a 10-year-old child, that's like an adult. He's going to make a decision. If he's a little baby, so then you can be kind of with Kari Lava Hibor.
Two questions. One, you said like when you're calling the animal to come to you, it's Koch Acher Marav. So what's the Koch Acher? In fact, the animal itself is the Koch Acher?
The animal itself walking is the Koch Acher, yeah.
Okay, and also in the case of the matzah, you said like if you have a nadru put in the flour, right, so what if it's the reverse? Well, somebody presses the button, but they don't have any kavana, they don't have the proper kavana, but then you come in like 2 minutes later and then pour in the, like, or like, let's say, and then an hour later the flour runs out, or is it going to run out, and then you put in more flour. So you now made all the matzah from then on is now lishma?
Probably is.
But the previous one was not lishma?
Probably.
Is there any idea of combining, like, you need both of them to have lishma? Or like that? Because, like, on one hand, you need the person to have pressed it originally, and you need you to have put the flour in.
The one who pressed it, if it's going to run for a couple of hours to bake matzah, so you need that it should be lishma? So if he pressed it, shalot lishma is not good. Or if he's a cotton, or if it's an non-Jew, person who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah matzah, he can't create lishma. So that's not lishma. But then if the whole system stops, even if it's going, but it's not baking any matzah, nothing is coming out because it's missing one of the ingredients. And then someone pours in water, someone pours in the flour. So from now on, he's harnessing the whole system. And from now on, the matzahs are being baked lishma. He says, I want these matzahs to be done lishma.
So it's where does the last act, essentially?
The act that causes it to function, yeah.
I mean, they both. It's like you need both of them. It's just one person tends to it later. Like you could put the flour in the bin and then press the button and it'll start working, or you press the button.
Non-Jew can put the flour in. Nothing happens. When you put the flour, nothing happens. Whoever does the last thing that starts the function, whoever pushes the button, if everything is all set up and when you push the button, it starts to bake matzahs, so then the pushing on the button is what generated the baking of the matzahs. So that has to be lishma.
A digression. My understanding is, going back to what you said about Eved Kanani, you're really not allowed to sell an Eved Kanani because that's part of your Yerusha. It's given to you for life. You're really not allowed to sell it.
No, you can sell it.
Right? I read something.
You can't sell an Eved Ivri. That's a Mishnah. You cannot sell. The Pasuk sounds like it says, if it says if you buy an Amah Ivriya, you buy a Jewish girl, if a father, crazy father, sells his daughter before Bas Mitzvah as a Amah Ivriya, as a Jewish servant, what you gonna do? She's gonna wash dishes, she's gonna babysit. Okay, something. Wash the floors or something. So the father sells his daughter as an Amah Ivriya, that's a terrible thing. You shouldn't do it. But the Torah says he has the ability to. So then she goes free when she reaches the age of 12. So then it says in the Pasuk, Lam nachar le'im shalom achra bevig debo. If the Adam doesn't do yud, he doesn't want to marry her. He's 35 and she's only 10. So he doesn't want to marry her, doesn't want to do yud. So he has no right to sell her. Lam nachri, to sell it to someone else. So the Rambam quotes from that pasuk. See, from that pasuk, you cannot sell an Eved Ivri. So that's the question. How can you know from that pasuk? It sounds like it's a local din if you have an Amo Ivri of the Vigdai Bo. But that's the pasuk. That's the pasuk that said you cannot sell an Amo Ivri. But you can sell an Eved Kanani. If I own an Eved Kanani, the Mishnah said you can sell an Eved Kanani.
Regarding the Aravinim, if you never bring your little Hesro home, let's say it's in shul, and you know, like membership to that shul, would that be considered person's chatzar because there's some ownership to it?
It could be. The Gemara assumes that the shuls don't belong to Hegdish. The shuls are owned the shutfis by all of the Balabat. So chatzar shutfim is kone. Let's say someone wants to give me a gift and he puts it in the chatzar shutfim and only wants to give it to me, doesn't want to give it to my partner. So I'm kohen. If there are two people, a shutfim and a chatzar, and one wants to give it to the other shutfim, so that's no good with a kinyan chatzar. Because we're both shutfim and the same chatzar, never left. When you mak the metaltalim, it has to leave the rishus of the marakama and enter the rishus of the marabastra. So if it's all in the same chatzar and we're shutfim, I own a lulav and I want to give you ownership of the lulav, so I put the lulav into the chatzar shutfim. So I never left the rishus of the marakama. So you can't say that it enters the rishus of the marabasa. You didn't get the first base.
If it's owned by the shul,
if it's owned by
the shul and that's the matana that everyone's using,
then you got to make a yad. You got to make a yad or a hakboah. So according to the Tesi, make a hakboah. So hakboah is not a problem.
The same process of.
Yeah, if you are like the Ramban, that Hagbo doesn't work minatar even by matana, even when there's no money to pay, so then you have to make yad. So you have to hold every inch of the thing. You have to hold every inch. What do you do by get? That's what do you do by get? So Rabbi Kidege has a chiddush. He says it says in the Chumash when asam biyada you need yad, and the Gemara learns that chotzer is good, but only yad and chotzer. So he says he thinks that Hagbah and Mashiach are no good. So you have to fold up the get so tiny so that the woman holds the get. Usually you tell the husband, put the get in. Tell the wife, hold your hands like this. She holds both hands together. And the husband puts the whole get into her hand. Rabbi Kivega said the whole get has to be in. If he gives her the get like a diploma and she's holding on to the get, so the part of the get that's in her hand is Yad. The part that's sticking out is Hagbah, and Rabbi Kivega thinks Hagbah is not good. The minig always was not like Rabbi Kivega. So Rabbi Kivega was machmer for that. So the later Achrayim said, based on the Gemara, the beginning of Gittin, it's not permissible to introduce new chumras into Hilchas Gittin. Kadesha lo lahotzi laz al Gittin harishani. Because for so many generations, until the days of Rabbi Kivega, nobody was machmer. They always gave the get. It was folded up a little bit, but a lot of the get was sticking out of her hand, sideways, not sticking out above is Avriyad, that's good. But sticking out on this side, that's Hagbah. So the Yagi with Rabbi Kivegi, not allowed to introduce any chumris into Hilchas Gittin, because there'll be Motzi Laz on Gittin Arishayim. All the women got a get, and then they had children from the second husband. Going to say all the children are Mamzerim. So Rabbi Kivegi said, they are Mamzerim. You have to be Motzi Laz. You have to tell everybody the Gittin are no good. So hardly anybody does like that. Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, my father told me, Moshe Soloveitchik used to be makpid. He was here in the yeshiva. He used to be makpid. When you do a get, the whole get has to be in our hands, goes Rabbi Kivega. But the Pischei Tshuva in Eben Ezra says the minig olam is not so. The common practice is that the get is sticking out. We follow the Tosfos. Tosfos says that if there's no money to be paid, if you're giving a matana, there's no money to pay. So then even Rabbi Yechon would agree that Hagbo Mashiach worked menator. The only time Rabbi Yechonah disagrees with Reish Lakish and Perek HaZohav and Bab Metzia, and he holds that Rabban Mashiach is only with the Rabbanon, if it's a mecher and there's money to pay, then Rabbi Yechonah holds by Torah Mois Kernis, you have to pay. If you don't pay, so then Yad and Chotzer will work and Rabban Mashiach will only be with the Rabban. But by the get, no one's paying any money for the get. He's giving it a get for nothing. So then Minig Olam always was like Tosfos. So the minig by the lulav also. The minig olam is you give your lulav matana manas lachzer to someone else. He doesn't hold every inch of the way. But if one really wants to be a machmer for the Ramban, then you got to hold every inch of the lulav. Because if you hold the lulav and it's sticking out, so it's going to be hagbah. And Hagbah, according to the Ramban, is only mid the Rabbanan, even by a matonim. So you need davke yad or chutzah. So if you have chutzah, if it's your part, then you have chutzah. But if you give someone else a lulav and shul, so it's not, we're both members of the same shul. So it's a chutzah shutfim. So chutzah shutfim, they can't be kind of from each other with a kenya chutzah. A stranger who gives it to one of the shutfim, the stranger only wants to give it to one of them. He doesn't want to give it to the other. So the other one is not in the running. But if one shutif wants to give something to the other shutif, so the Gemara says in Bava Basi, it can't be a chatzah shutfim, and not kainim zemizeh bikinya chatzah. Because it never left the rishus of the Marakama, so that you don't get to first base. Yeah, yeah.
Regarding there's a process in a bakery of like Macher Shkala, where like the only medicine is something where you give a box of tenel matzah, and put it there near the actual mixture. So could there be like, you place the matzah there, you do the hagbah, and you've instituted this is going to be set aside for Shkala. How long can that last without there being an amira? Like every day, could you just say the amira, this is designated as Hakbar Shkala for any lilava or rafa that's going to happen from now until?
That's a very rich topic, a very lamdish topic. It's a question of Dovah Shalom Bali Olam. If I didn't need the dough yet, so can I make a declaration today that the first batch of dough that I'm going to make tomorrow on Tuesday, the bottom half an inch by half an inch should be challah for that. The next batch of dough I'm going to make on Wednesday, half an inch and half an inch above that should be challah for that. The next batch of dough I'm going to make on Thursday, the next half an inch, can you make such a declaration? But I didn't make the isa yet. So the isa doesn't exist yet. Can you make a hafrash eschala on a davish labole yalom? So Tosfos in Nozir and Daf Yud Beis raises that issue, and the different answers to that question. The practice was that the women would have workers, Jewish women working in the house, and then the woman, the balabasta, would go shopping, and she would tell the misharesses, bake chalas for Shabbos and be mafrish chalas. How can you appoint a shliach to be mafrish chalas? It's a davar shel bali yadam. You can't make a shliach on a davar shel bali yadam. So Tosfos says that it's biyado, so it's not called davar shel bali yadam. Other rishonim disagree. That's a very rich topic, a very, very serious issue in halach. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens lahakel like the Rabbi Natan, that it's biyado and it's not davar shel bali yadam. Chazon Ish thinks that, but Rov Harishonim don't agree with the Rabbi Natan. He thinks that you should be machmer on that. So that's why the OU, when they have such a system, so they have someone in the office, in the OU office, makes a declaration every day. He says every day, whatever they set aside as challah should become challah. Because the choshish, maybe the declaration that they made 2 days ago doesn't help on the isa that they mix today. Because you can't be mafish challah when it's in the state of flour. You can only begin to be mafish challah after you mix the flour with the water. So that should be considered an issue of davar shel bali yadam. It's a very rich issue. Yeah.
In the case of giving the ketzer to the woman in her chatzer, it has to be specifically then a chatzer that only she owns and has no connection to her husband.
Correct.
So like most chatzer, most like nowadays like wouldn't really apply because most of the times most things are jointly owned.
Husband and the wife together, that is correct. That's what the Gemara says. That is correct. So again, this topic of Bishim Shim Chitzav is relevant the way we bake the matzahs. If it's kol olachitzav, even Rabbi Yechonah agrees that it's isha mishum amona. And you're going to reach a point when you push the button, they leave on the machine for 12 hours, but someone has to pour in more flour. That's not called karachachum yorabai. Another human being intervenes that the process should continue. He's the one who did it. You don't relate that. If you could have expected the wind to come, and the wind happens to do it, so the wind is karachachem yorabai. But Adam is not considered a karachachem yorabai. Yeah. Also, there is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Machikim Mitzudah Sadag Men Adag Kemelo Ritza Sadag. The Gemara has, let's say, I go fishing, and I have bait. What do they have? A couple of worms. And I hang the worms, and then if a fish comes, he swims over and he grabs for the worms, So he's going to get caught because there's a hook there. The hook is going to catch the fish, and then he's going to get trapped. So the Gemara says that it's Hasogas Gvul. If one fisherman set up his nets to catch fish, it's not right that another fisherman should come and grab, even though the first fisherman, when he took a nap, he set up all the nets, and he's learning his Daf Yomi now. He's sitting on the sand, or he went to take a nap. He's not actively involved now. He set up the whole system, the fish are going to get trapped. So he wasn't kind of the fish yet. So the Gemara said that's the original, that's the din of Hasogas Gvul. Since he set up the whole thing, he's not allowed to be mafsid him. So the Sois HaChoshen is bothered with Akasha, just like Gemara says, Kori Lovi Hibo, that Gemara in Kiddushin Dav Chav Beis on Beis. I whistle to the animal and it walks towards me. Or I shake something on top of the elephant, if elephants could jump. If I shake something on top of the animal, and the animal jumps up. So that's a hakbol with a karachachem or a boy. So here, the Ksoi says, I put in bait, and the fish swim sideways in order to eat the bait. Some of the fish are going to swim up. So the fish that swim sideways, shouldn't that be a kinyan meshicha? And the fish that swim up, should not be a kinyan hakbol? So why does the Gemara just say it's because of Hasogas Gvul? Because that's the guy's parnosa, and it's not right, and he spent time, effort, energy, money, set up a whole system. What do you mean, Hasogas Gvul? It's Geneva. If Koyach HaChemur is good for Kenya Meshicha, Kenya Hagbah, so the fish that swim sideways are the fish that swim up. That should be Meshicha, that should be Hagbah. That's the Ksoisis Kasha. Why does it seem from the Gemara that it's only because of Hasogas Gvul? There is no kinyan deraisa. Why is there no kinyan deraisa? Because of the Yorba. So the Nesivas comes to answer the Kasha. Rav Chaim has the same answer in a different context, in Hilchos Shchenim. He's talking about something totally different, but it's basically the same principle. Koach Acham Yorba relates back to me if the Koach Acham is functioning now. The wind is blowing now. I made a barbecue and the wind is blowing now. But let's say when I make the barbecue and I drive away, there's no wind at all. But they predict there's going to be a big wind another 2 hours. That's why I'm going home, because it's too chilly. It's getting cold and then the wind is going to start blowing. So if the wind that caused the fire to spread only comes later, that's like kol lochitz. At the time that I did my pa'ula, there was no wind. There was no koach acher. The koach acher only comes in later, then you don't say koach acher yorabai relates back to me. So that's what the Nesiva says. When I put the worms on the hook and I set up the nets, there were no fish. The fish didn't start. If I'm holding the cherries or the berries on top of the animal, it's going to jump up. I whistle to the animal, I say, come here. So immediately after I say, come here, the animal comes to me. Or I'm holding the delicacy that the elephant enjoys, or whatever, the kitten, whatever the animal is, and it jumps up while I'm holding it. So if the Koach HaChemur boy takes over immediately after I do my maisa, or it's taking place while I'm doing my maisa, I'm holding the thing on top, and the animal jumps up, then the Koach HaChemur boy relates to me. But if I do a pull, I set up the nets, and then I go to learn my Daf Yomi on the side, and then the fish come. So the Koach HaChemur boy only comes in later. That's the same as Kol HaLochitzav. At the time that I did my activity, nothing was going to happen. The fish only came later. The Koach HaChemur is the fish, swimming either sideways to make Meshicha or up to make Hagbah. So if the Koach HaChemur didn't begin to function till later, that's Isha Mishum Amona, that's not called Isha Mishum Chitzav. Rav Chaim has it being here to a different thing, but here to Groma. There's a din, Rav Salveshi used to say that, let's say on Shabbos, the Gemara has, there's a din in the Gemara on Shabbos, Dab Kufchav, that the Gram Kibui. The Gemara has it by Gram Kibui. Kibui is one of the Lamedes of its Malochas. So Kibui is a Malocha, and Gram Kibui is only Midirabbanan. And then it's a question, does it only apply to Kibui? Does it apply to all the Lamedes of its Malochas? Our Shaila in Mishnah Brura has that Shaila. He quotes it from the Shilti Giborim on the side of the Rif in Masech HaShabbos. So we assume that Gram Malocha is mutam and atar by all the lametes of malach. It doesn't make a difference which malach. There's no difference between kibbutz and the others. So Gram Malacha is mutam and Atar, it's only awesome Rabbanon. And b'makom pseida we're makel, if there's a sreifa, where we allow you to do gram kibui, b'makom dleika, b'makom pseida. And many poskim say b'makom mitzvah would also be muta. So what's the definition of gram malacha? So some poskim, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quotes these poskim, they work on the assumption that gram means I set up a system where there's a delayed reaction. The malacha is not going to happen immediately, it's only going to happen later on. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that was dead wrong. He didn't like, that's the only thing he knew about the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. So he puzzled the whole Sefer because of that. The Sefer is wonderful. And he quotes over there, he quotes major poskim from Europe and stuff like that. It's not his fault. He quoted the poskim and stuff like that. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's dead wrong. If you have a whole Shabbos clock that's all set up and you push something over there, and the light's going to go on in another 3 hours, but the clock is ticking away right now. So the Koach HaChemorba is functioning already now. So the Koach HaChemorba relates back to me. That's my Maisa Chilul Shabbos B'Yadayim. That's not called Grumma. Grumma is if the Koach HaChemorba doesn't kick in until later. The example the Gemara gives is, there's a fire, and the fire's going to burn down the whole house. So the Gemara says, you take a pot full of water and you take a pot that can crack, an earthenware pot, that if it gets too hot, it's going to crack. If it's going to crack, then the water is going to spill and the water will put out the flame. But the pot is only going to crack when it gets hot enough. So I put a container, a klicheris of water near the fire, and when the fire is going to come close enough, it'll cause the container of water to crack, and then the water will extinguish the flames. So since the Koach HaChemorba doesn't take over right away, the fire is burning over there. I put a pot of water over here because the fire is going to keep on moving in this direction, going to burn down the whole house. So I put this klicheris full of water over here, and the fire is going to come and crack it open. So the fire didn't come yet to the pot of water. So whenever the Koach HaChemorba is not present now, that's what the Nesivos wrote, and that's what the Rav Chaim writes in Hilchos Shchenim, also in a different context, totally different context, that's called Grumma. That's not called... Koach HaChemorba relates back to me. If I harness a natural force is either the wind blowing or an animal, but it has to be either simultaneous with my pu'ula, I'm waving something and the animal jumps up while I'm waving it, or I whistle to the animal and the reaction of the animal right away, it jumps towards me. But if I set up the nets and I go to learn my daf yomi and then the fish come, the Koach HaChemorba doesn't come till later. That's what the Gemara calls Grumma. The Gemara has that that's Grumma by Seif Chamalavoy. I tie someone up in the Sahara Desert. It's so hard to get burnt alive. So I tie the guy up and the sun is shining on him, but it takes an hour till he gets burnt to a crisp, till he's going to die. So I tie him up in the sun and the sun is beating on him already. So the Gemara says that's Ritzicha. I'm Chayiv Misa. But if I tie him up at night and Seif Chamalavoy, the sun didn't begin to rise yet, and then I know the sun is going to rise and he's going to get burnt to a crisp. So that's called Grumma. That's called Grumma Tzicha. So you're not Chayiv Misa. Grumma Tzicha Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, but you're not Chayiv Misa Sodom. Okay, so we're learning, just to review, we're learning Bava Kamma this year. Believe it or not. So there's a Tosis on Vava Man Aleph Lasi Bor HaMizgalgel, where Tosis distinguishes all other natural things are called Koach HaChemorba except for Odom B'Mizkavim. If a human being does an activity, that's not, I know someone's going to do it, that's not called Koach HaChemorba. I attribute the Maisa to him. When the guy puts in more water, or the guy puts in more flour in the matzah machine, he made the flour. He made the matzahs bake from that point on. That doesn't relate back to me. So this was all, the whole discussion today was an introduction to understand the Tosfos on Vav Amud. So we got to continue tomorrow. So again, so tomorrow I have to leave around 10:25 or something. So we'll try to start the shiur as early as possible, 9 o'clock.
We saw Chazanish and Simon Lamed Ches and Aruch Chaim over Yantif talking about setting up a milking device to cows when you know the electricity is going to go on Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it was Mekel. So does Rebbe know if the chazan
is gonna go on later?
Right, he knows it's on a timer, and he says you can plug it in, and then it'll go on later.
It's ticking away.
Right, because I remember Rebbe called the chazanish as supporting of Soloveitchik's idea of growth.
A different chazanish.
So maybe
Tosis and Sanhedrin. Yeah. I don't know. You got to look.
Okay,
there.
I'll show that later.
Yeah.